My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss porn, emotions, and coming clean on your past. And can we get Fortress of Bullshit on Xbox? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, but it was pretty serious. I have a confession to make, hon. A cousin of mine gave me the ideas for the porn I wrote with you.
Ooh.
Now, here's a confession that's not needed again. I wasn't questioning their porn writing of capabilities.
So she was talking to somebody else.
Her cousin.
Her cousin, about porn and saying, help me write something for this guy. Wow.
All right, here's the deal.
Joe's going to break it down.
Okay. All right, these guys, as we saw in those pictures, these scammers all work together in a small room. Davin is the highlight of their day.
Yay for me!
You know that these guys had a pisser writing these porn scenes, and the guy, and they're probably going, well, see if he can write more porn. Does he want more porn scenes? We'll write more porn scenes.
But Joe, that I'm not disagreeing with you, but why admit to it?
Because they enjoy writing this shit, and they want to write more.
But if she wants to write more, Joe, then she's not going to tell this so we can write together as a team.
No, that is a weird thing to admit.
Right? There's no reason.
Oh, by the way, when I was writing porn with you, I had help.
Yeah, there was no reason. Yeah. I go,
unless you had said, help me write some more porn today, then if she realized, oh, I'm on the spot.
But she always wanted to write porn there for a while.
I know.
And who wouldn't?
The who was it? The man in the white sheets?
There'll be white
sheets.
Oh, the guy dressed all in white and came.
Yeah, white.
Yeah, came. Don't sit down in that apartment.
Yeah.
Really?
I got a cat in the box.
Fucking only my
the
show.
A cat in the box.
There's a cat in the box.
Leapt out of a box in my room.
It's all right. On Levy Land, Bob was on and the dogs were going ape shit. It's an animal channel. It's an animal farm. So I go, LOL, out of all the things, so I guess you will not be the next big thing in porn, LOL. Of course, I do not know how my company will feel that I will have to think about when my head is clear. So he was sitting next to you while you were talking to me?
I guess making party noises with a cardboard carton.
Stupid cat. It's the Joe Curry of cats. She goes, not really. I told him my boyfriend writes porn scripts, and I wanted to write with him. He then gave me the ideas and how to go about it. I mostly wrote it with you without him. I mostly wrote with you without him. Did he give you the ideas for when we were talking about us?
Oh.
Because remember, we had our sexy time that you insisted on.
I did.
Sexy time.
Yeah. I go, you should have told me you did not like it. We would not have done it. She goes, of course not. That was for me and no one else. I go, is that how you felt, or is that part of the character, the truth? At this point, I have no strength for anger, so don't worry. She goes, that was how I felt. I go, now that I know you are African, that must have been very hard for you to express and do. She goes, no, it was not hard. I am very emotional, and when I get my emotions involved in the things I want to do, I am very good. I go, oh, okay, then maybe again sometime. And I go, very good my ass. You stopped when it was getting good, right? You're getting really good, LOL. Boo. Hiss.
You cut that right off in that one.
Yeah, she goes, really, don't worry. We will continue one of these days. I go, really? You are all talk, LOL. She goes, really? Really? I guess I have moved out of my shell now. I go, shell? It was a fortress of bullshit. I go, speaking of when will Agnes be making her mea culpa?
Oh.
Well, Agnes is dead and gone, and Belinda has come to say. I go, that makes me happy, but a lot of people think Agnes is real. People put it up. Please put it up for a few days and then delete Agnes. She goes, how do I delete it? Teach me. I go, I don't want you to delete it yet. I want you to put an apology on the page and say Agnes was never real and you were sorry for the confusion and hurt you may have created. Do it as Agnes. And after that is up and the victims have had a chance to see it, we will figure out how to delete Agnes. She goes, okay, hon. I go, thank you.
Wait a minute. And you said the victims have seen it and she was like, what do you mean, victims? I didn't do anything wrong.
She's trying to please her man.
Yeah, she's just going along with everything you said.
Suck my internet cock. Make me happy.
Wait a minute. I hope you're... Okay, never mind.
Get away from my IUD.
You're not talking to me,
are you? I go, this will be a big step for you. For us.
The Fortress of Bullshit, the chat says, they think they can get that on Xbox.
Chat.
Fortress of Bullshit is called Congress.
Ah, very good. Nothing gets out of there either, Joe. She goes, later on today, hi, hun, it seems I have a time and I have to get going. I will get some airtime on the phone so we can continue chat. Go, all right, babe, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Okay, hon, thanks. Hope you have a fruitful day as well. Take care. All the best of luck. So everything you do. Bye. And I give her a bigger bye.
Bye.
I go, Belinda, my own personal enigma, LOL. Was your profile picture taken from the wedding? Because she's got a very elegant picture.
Oh, yes, I saw that one.
Was that picture from your wedding?
Really pretty.
And then so we go around and because Agnes was still up and it wasn't. And when I typed this later on in the day, there was no apology yet. I go, so we go round and round, and Belinda dances the same dance that Agnes danced. How long until the music will stop? Do what you have promised, Belinda. Okay. She goes, nope, the picture was taken at a friend's wedding. I will surely do what I have promised, but I just need some time to figure out what to say. Agnes is gone, and Belinda has come to stay, and also the music which Agnes danced with has stopped when I let you in on my little secret. Anyway, how are you doing? Hoping everything is fine. Talk to you soon. See you. Love you.
She said that about the dance and the music?
Yes,
yes.
Wow. Yeah, well, you gotta see some action. Words are nice.
I have done what I promised. Hope things go on with us now, since this is a huge step for our relationship. See you. This is what she posted on the Agnes page.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. The Agnes you see in the picture is not the one you talk to. I use this as a cover-up to talk to you guys. I am sorry if I have hurt anyone's feeling during this period. I apologize and ask for your forgiveness. Thank you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.